broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, every night here until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. For those of you who are watching us on Phil TV in HD right now, behind me is the scene at Penn State this evening. This is a candlelight vigil that was taking place, and we have, by way of our Phil TV in HD access to the net, we are showing you video that was taken, obviously, amateur video taken there at this candlelight vigil by one of the participants. It was quite somber, and it sounded like the students were singing a song that I couldn't recognize the song, but they were singing a rather somber and very soft melody as they held these candles. This candlelight vigil is for the victims, the children that were molested by members, by at least one member. And I don't want it to sound like there's some, but some of the stuff, some of the things that have been said over the last 24 hours, it's probably getting a little crazy that there was a, they were pimping these kids out. My God, all kinds of things. Margaret Gray has joined us on the line from Santa Monica tonight to talk about her family's relationship with Penn State and how important that school has been to them. And just, you know, a lot of these things that, we have been wanting to bring to your attention here over the course of these many days. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Margaret, I did have this lady on the line, Nadine. I wanted to just make sure that I gave her all due, you know, all the time that she needed to say what she wanted to say, so I held her over. And I think, Nadine, hi, you were talking to Bud about the... you were talking about how the name's McQuarrie or McQuarrie,
forget. Bud, tell Bud if he will spell it M-C-Q-U-A... R-Y, and pronounce it McQuarrie, he'll be okay.
Yeah, but that's not... Did they change it at Ellis Island?
No, we came way before Ellis Island. We came from the Western Isles of Scotland, and our name was McQuarrie, M-A-C-Q-U-A-R-R-I-E.
They didn't change it to McQuarrie?
Nope.
No.
No, but down through the years... Uh-huh. Down through the years, people who couldn't read or write, they changed it a little bit. Okay?
But in...
In 1780...
God!
Uh-huh.
In Wilkes County, North Carolina, it was spelled correctly on a lot of documents, but it wasn't on the census. The census had it Q-U-E-R-R-Y.
I'm having a dinner. I'm having a dinner for the Chinese ambassador. That's how crazy I am.
Yeah. Well, I don't care about your Chinese ambassador either. I only care about these kids. And the other thing is, once they found out about it, and are you still there, Phil?
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, and I
once
am, too, the guest.
Found out about it, what did they do? They told him he couldn't bring any of the kids back over to their shower.
He started
all of this in 1977. I wonder how many other kids were taken care of before 2003.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I got that out of the newspaper, dear. That's the only place I can get it.
Well, can I say something? You know, you may not care, but because I'm hosting the Chinese ambassador tonight, I think I know a little bit more about what's going on.
Oh, I don't think so, dear. You only care about football. You don't care about the boys.
That's kind of what we're getting here, Margaret.
You know what? I'm trying to educate you. I'm trying to educate this woman. I'm trying to get the Chinese ambassador and his wife situated. And
I think you better go take care of your Chinese ambassador.
He's not my Chinese ambassador, dear. He's the ambassador of the Chinese people. He's visiting our country. And you seem to think that Joe Paterno should be thrown into an old man death camp.
No, He was going to retire at the end of this year. He already said so.
We got rid of those in 1945. Thank you.
Oh, come on, Margaret. That is a hideous and asinine comparison.
Well,
an old man death camp.
Yes.
And thank you very much,
Phil,
Nadine.
I've heard her on here a lot, and she always gets carried away.
No, I'm not getting carried away. The problem is I have information that you don't.
I don't think so. Bye, Phil.
I'm hearing that gong going off, and you need to get the Chinese ambassador situated.
The gong is we need a way to listen to her laughing. You wish. You wish.
Thank you very much, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL is the number here as we talk with Margaret Gray about this situation, Joe Paterno. So what she basically said there, you know what?
Well, what she basically said there was this, blah, 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 blah. That's what she said. It didn't really add up to anything. 1977, where is she buying her medicine? And who is prescribing it? And then the next question is why? Who? Ah, thank you. The Vietnamese ambassador? Thank you.
Okay, Margaret, we need to move on here. Let's get another phone call on the line here. 877-876-PHIL. And I think I have, let's see. Well, now I forget who I've got here. Stan, is this? This is Stan. Hi, Stan. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
How are we doing, sir? So I'm really confused by what's going on with Margaret there. I don't understand the perspective, maybe.
Where exactly are we going?
Well, what do you want me to do? You want me to, do I have to go through it again?
Say again? I'm sorry.
Do you want me to go through it again? I've explained it many, many times.
I'd really rather you didn't. It's a little upsetting, I mean, maybe. I don't know. Do you have children?
Yes, I do. I have a son.
You do?
Sorry. Yeah.
So you'd rather... So you're...
What? Are you... You must have a wife there. Is that your wife or... announcing the Vietnamese ambassador.
Okay, guys, you need to be on the line with me or not. What are you doing there, Stan? Okay, thanks a lot. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to Roy. Hi, Roy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Fine.
All right, great. Margaret, I just had a question to ask you. I just want to, see your perspective. I already heard what you had to say, but it's... One quick question. If somebody came up to you and had told you that somebody had been fondling their child and came to you and it was your neighbor, let's say, would you not go to the authorities?
It was what?
If somebody had told you that that they'd been, molesting little children, would you go to the authorities yourself personally if somebody gave you that kind of information?
If they came up to me and confessed to me that they'd been molesting children?
Yes. Would
I'd say to them, why didn't you go to the police with that information? Why are you talking to me about it?
Maybe they just want to, because they're scared and they don't know what to do, so they go to you.
Well,
and
my point has always been the same point. I don't think I've deviated. I would immediately go to the police. Immediately.
Okay, so you answered my question already. Okay, you answered my question. So,
okay.
Regardless of with that, football is not more important than children. Let's get that straight. Football is just another way for children to grow. And so it was up to me.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. What I wanted to say is that, I feel bad for Joe Pa. I like the guy. But, he should have done more. But at the same time, we grew up in a society where we don't know to call 911. And at the same time, maybe we should make this a law that if somebody reports a heinous crime to you, then you should report it. And if not, you're going to get sent to jail.
Well, in the case of Joe Pa, I don't think we should have to do that. I think that we either know what a either you know that molesting a child is bad or you don't. If you have to make a law to remind people... Huh?
Well, we don't, because they didn't do it. If they did, they would...
What do you mean they? No, not they. Not they. That ass McCleary and that other jackass, they didn't.
Well, what about this guy, Paterno?
That's another case.
Now that's
he
different.
Is of a different.
This is,
he's
this
a
is
different
human
class
smart.
Of human being.
Nobody. No, no, no. We're all the
what
same.
What did you do? Did
we
you just
all...
change your phone?
No, sorry. I put it on speaker. My apologize. But,
I'm saying that you don't pass a law to remind people that molesting children is a bad thing. People that don't know that need to have their asses beaten. Until they do know it. Now, Joe Paterno, on the other hand...
That's wrong. We shouldn't do that.
Well, we're not going to pass a law to remind you to do the right thing. It's not going to happen. I won't stand for
it.
You say they. It was two jackasses in Pennsylvania.
No.
Well, I have to agree with Margaret on this. I have to agree with Margaret on that. If we start passing laws to remind people what the right thing is to do, then we don't have a country anymore. Otherwise, you're going to start passing all kinds of laws to remind people to be human beings. Then we don't have human beings in this country. We might as well disband the country. But, Margaret, your point about Joe Pa being a different story.
He's a cut above. He's a cut above the rest.
Who?
That's what I'm saying.
Who? The rest?
You and me. The normal human being.
You? What?
Yes. He's better than you.
So you're saying he's better than me.
He's better than... Yes, he is.
And he helped get people
elected. We didn't just
coach
football.
He
raised millions of dollars. Millions of dollars.
Yes. Millions of dollars.
No, I'm sorry.
That also
millions of dollars that you could never raise in your life. You would never... You couldn't raise car fare.
Well, you know what? I will.
Boy, that's a real.
That. I'm going to.
You know, one thing about this gentleman, at least he hasn't molested children.
Joe Paterno hasn't molested children. He's raised millions of dollars.
No, but he is responsible for children.
And this gentleman here couldn't cash in bottles to get a pack of cigarettes.
Okay. I have a little bit more money.
Okay.
Than that. Probably have more money than you.
Wow.
But it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
I doubt it.
The fact is that children.
I have the Chinese ambassador at my home this evening.
So, I can have the president tomorrow if I want to. Who cares? It doesn't matter.
No, you can't. What do you think? You can have the president tomorrow. No, you can't.
Well, you don't know who you're talking to. Maybe he can.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking to a football coach over here who actually talks to children every day and tries to tell them the right thing every single day. And there's people like you.
Okay, when you tell them the right thing to do you tell them, now here's how to take your pants off. I'm kidding.
What a sick thing to say.
Wow, look at this lady. Wow,
this is
America, baby. This is the reason why we are this way. It's because people like
Are you saying that that's what you do?
No, you're making the sickest joke.
When you talk to kids are you telling kids every day, I'm Coach So-and-so, here's how to get your shorts off.
I tell the children to be respectful, to tell the truth. If there's something going on, to go to their superiors and we will handle it. If something
happens, and I agree with you, but I'm saying when it comes to Joe Paterno, we've got to take a step back and say, this is going to mean a lot, because if you get on the wrong side of that man, guess what?
Where does it stop from
they're
going to
find you floating, they'll find you floating face down in your own swimming pool.
Okay.
Well, I don't know where you're coming from with that. That sounds like some jive-ass mafia stuff. Anyway, listen, I thank you very, very much, sir, for your call, Roy.
Thanks
a lot.
Thank you, and have a good one, Mark.
All right, brother. You too, man. 877-876-PHIL.
No, he said to me, have a good one. He didn't say that to you.
I know that.
All I'm trying to do, Phil, is get the... I'm trying to be clear. What's going on here? If he says to me, have a good one, and you go, yeah, thanks a lot, and you're blowing me off...
I'm not blowing anybody off. I'm trying to get to my break. Please hang on. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with more from Margaret Gray. And we're going to have Ted Bell along as well to talk more about the Joe Paterno Penn State situation here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL is the number as we continue with Margaret Gray here for a few more minutes talking about the Penn State situation. Margaret, you had a comment you wanted to make about Richard Mansfield, the actor?
Yes, Phil, because I saw the picture of Richard Mansfield on your video cast. Richard Mansfield was such a great actor. He was an American actor that was on the stage in New York and Boston, and he brought to London his version of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Now, the book had been out very, very shortly, but he created the characters of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde on the stage in London and was so brilliant at transforming himself into this Mr. Hyde character that at one time it is true that Richard Mansfield had to actually answer questions of the London police as to his whereabouts because of the Jack the Ripper.
I heard about that.
Yes. That's how good an actor he was. And I think what's going on here, there's a lot of people acting more outraged than they should because they know that Joe Paterno is the big boy on the block. He's the big boy on the block. He's the bad boy. You don't... hold on for just a moment, Phil. It'll only take a second. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chinese ambassador. Yeah, put him anywhere.
How many times...
What?
How many times does this guy show...
Well, what is so funny?
How many times has this guy shown...
How many times has he... Shut up! What?
How many times has this guy come to your house?
Who?
The Chinese ambassador. You've introduced him 3 or 4 times.
Well, then who was that? Some... Billy says some Chinaman. Don't say that. Don't say some... The Cambodian... Is it a Cambodian? It was a Cambodian. I'm sorry.
Well, don't apologize to me. Apologize to the poor man that just was introduced as the Chinese ambassador. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. We've got a couple of calls we want to get to. They've been very, very patient. This is Richard. Richard, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray as we talk about Penn State.
Hi, Phil, Margaret. I just called to speak to my and I don't feel when I first called. I was having a hard time deciphering whether this was a comedy show or not because I seriously could not believe that this woman was this naive about the joke.
Why would I joke about molested children? I don't find that funny at all.
Exactly. Here's my comment. If you're saying joke is so powerful and can make a phone call to have somebody swimming face down in a swimming pool, why couldn't he make a phone call to the Pennsylvania State Police about somebody molesting children? We teach our children even at a young age, if you have a problem, if you're lost in the street, go find the police. If someone is doing wrong, go find the police. And you're telling me a man who's 84 years old didn't know the difference to call the police? That's my question, Phil.
No, I'm not saying that. What I think is happening here is a rush to judgment. Let's go back to that week. Let's go back to the week that happened in 2002. Who were they playing? Okay. What game was it?
And what difference does it make what game?
Hold on, Phil. Will you please...
What difference does that make?
If he's getting ready for Ohio State or for Michigan State, his mind is somewhere else, right? So now you take a man and you say, all right, a child has been molested. Now, understand, this was brought to him by an assistant coach. What did the coach say? This assistant coach, did he say, oh, by the way, Coach Paterno, a man was raping a child in the shower? Or did he say, Sandusky's up to his old tricks.
Well, what does that mean, Sandusky's up to his old tricks?
I don't know how it was put to Coach Paterno. What are you laughing at, sir?
Let's say he told him he's up to his old tricks. Okay, now what?
Well, then Paterno goes. Look, you guys, I'm not going to make excuses for Joe Paterno. I think both of you guys know where I stand.
Well, that's exactly what you're doing. You're making every excuse you can possibly make for Paterno.
I started out by saying that Joe Paterno, he's a different bird. This guy is real abstract. All right? You just don't take a Joe Paterno outside and say you're fired and think it isn't going to come back to visit you time and again.
What's he going to do?
What's that?
What is he going to do? He's fired now.
Well, let me ask you guys a question. What's his last name? Paterno. Ends with a vowel. Figure it out. Ah.
Because he's Italian-American, I'm supposed to sweat bullets?
Not you, no.
Who, then? Are you saying that the regents at the school are going to sweat bullets because the guy's Italian-American, so he's mobbed up or connected? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, Phil, don't start talking like you know what you're talking about, you know.
No, but you're the one that's bringing up this mafia stuff.
So now I'm being laughed at.
I am. This is completely insane to me because even if
you've never heard
Joe Paterno's level, Michael McCreary, he had the first level of responsibility to go report it. But he
and
did.
You did pronounce it right, McQueary, which is exactly what he is, not queer as in homosexual. A queer bird.
Okay, we get the queer bird's dad. He had the next level of responsibility.
He should have called. Absolutely.
Called.
I don't think that... Yeah, thank you very much, Richard, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I don't think we're dealing with... You talk about abstract. I don't think we're talking about anything here that is all that difficult to figure out. Percy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
How you doing, Phil?
I'm good, sir. You know what, Percy? Just hang on the line here, and I'll be right with you. We have to take a very quick break here. Margaret, I appreciate you being with us tonight.
No, I don't think so, Phil. I think this is another opportunity for you to take my words, words that are rooted in Pennsylvania tradition, and turn them around on me. Every time I hear that...
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And again, if you are watching Phil TV in HD, you can see a candlelight vigil that was held this evening there. We're just showing it briefly on the screen at Penn State. And I thought it was very lovely. I didn't see much of it, just what was what we were able to grab for you to show to you. Margaret, you wanted to make a comment on that before we get back to our calls?
I do, Phil, and I'm the information that I have, and again, I say this to you, and I say it with the greatest of respect. I do have a little more information than you, because of my status as a member of the alumni. That was a candlelight vigil for Joe Paterno. And
no, that was not. My information was that was a candlelight vigil for the children that were assaulted.
No. So, not that they're not planning one, and I know that they are planning. That was the students getting together and showing their sorrow at what happened and how it happened and how repeatedly it happened to Joe Paterno. So, I don't know where you're getting your information.
That group of students that were having the candlelight vigil that I just witnessed and that my audience is looking at right now was for the victims of this horrible violence committed by this guy Sandusky.
Phil, I'm not saying that would not be appropriate, and I think it would be very appropriate. But those candles that are lit right there are for Joe Pa. It's a candlelight vigil of students saying, why did you do this to him? Why? Why? Why would you...
Well, you've been getting a lot of reasons from a lot of very good people on my show here this evening as we talk about this. It hasn't been a mystery. We'll go back to the gentleman that we left on the line, Percy, and you go ahead, Percy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. I'm sorry we put you on hold. What's your comment?
Okay, Margaret, what you have to understand is that Joe Pa didn't get fired for what he did, but what he did not do. You know, you have to understand that at least from 2002, at the very least, that he had knowledge of a crime, one of the most heinous crimes that a person could possibly commit, you know. And he's in a profession where he's been charged with the lives of kids for over 40-something-odd years. Now, and with knowledge of that crime, think about how many kids he could have saved since 2002, you know, from going through this traumatic experience. And at the very least now, he could possibly get charged criminally as more information comes out with an obstruction of justice charge, or even maybe as a co-conspirator, because he did not go to the authorities and report such crime going on. You know, that's the law in this country. You know, if you have knowledge of have a duty to report it.
I totally agree with you, and I would encourage any American citizen to follow that obvious line of good citizenship and the support of the law. But again, we are talking about Joe Paterno. Okay.
Is
Joe Paterno any better than any hardworking American who has a family, who raises their kids? Is Joe Paterno any better than the kids that have been in and out of his program throughout the years who made him famous? He's been entrusted.
Is he better?
In the lives
no, I've
years have been trusted.
Is he better? No, he's not. Is he more valuable?
For years. And he has knowledge of a crime going on against the very kids that he's been entrusted to and did not go to the authorities. And how
let
many.
Let me say this. I have the Cambodian ambassador at my home this evening.
Eight indictments.
If Joe Paterno came to the door, I'd have to say.
More indictments have come out. And how many more kids do we know, you know, that we don't know about
God knows what's going to happen. I mean, we have no idea. Percy, to your point that you're making, Percy, if you hold on for just a second, I read last night that there could be some, and that nobody's, I haven't seen any evidence, but they have said that there could be some kind of a pimp-out ring, is the way they put it, which is a horrifying way to say it.
Talking about pimping the kids out. And then you got to look at Phil, since 1977, in 1977, Sandusky founded the Second Mile Foundation. So he's been through thousands of kids. How many victims does he really have? This could be a serious pedophile.
You know, you guys are talking about this like you're rubbing your hands together like you're cooking a cake or something.
You know, he's supposed to be the heir apparent to Joe Paterno. But because in 1998, when these allegations first came up, he was forced to step down in 1999.
I mean,
then McCrary caught him in 2002, told Joe Paterno. Joe Paterno only went to his AD.
Right.
Now,
and Margaret, your argument is that Joe Paterno is so special.
Joe Paterno, I'm not saying that we shouldn't do all we could do to protect children. But Joe Paterno is the center of football. He is ground zero of football in America. You fire him and disgrace him and run him out of town on a rail, and my God, the NFL is next.
But at what point does football?
You must not be a football fan.
President,
you must not be a football fan.
I'm a huge sports fan. I'm a football fanatic. But at what point?
The Grand Raj of India.
President over life.
Yeah, good points. All right, listen, Percy, very good points, sir, and I appreciate it very much. Good points that gentleman made, and he's obviously very well-versed in this case. And
I don't dispute what the man's saying. It's possible that, and this man's Sandusky. This guy's Sandusky. That's the guy right there, Sandusky. Say the name and say it again. Just like at the beginning of 1984, say the name Goldstein. I think we should say the name Sandusky. He's the one, Sandusky. Hey. You know, did you see the film, Phil, 1984?
Yes, I did.
That's the name we should be chanting, not Paterno. And look, if
Joe Paterno's guilty of obstructing justice, as that man said, of not reporting this crime, of... look at those clowns at that Jack Ball, who's the president of the university, that Spanier guy, and the rest of these guys. I mean, I don't know what planet these guys are coming from. And that McQuarrie guy, how do you watch a man assaulting a child and not yell at the guy or tell him to get off the kid or do whatever you can do to keep this horrible thing from happening? All right, let's move on and get to a couple of more calls here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. This is Jeff, I believe. Jeff, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
Yeah, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hello. Hey, Margaret.
Yes, sir.
I got something to ask you. Why are you kissing Joe Paterno's ass?
I'm not kissing Joe Paterno's ass. I'm
you
telling
are
you that Joe Paterno is the
ass,
center
right?
of football. Do you know where football was invented? Pennsylvania.
Oh,
who's the head coach
football.
Of Penn State?
Okay, we're not talking
Joe Paterno.
We're talking human rights here. He, for the integrity of his college, turned his back on what he saw. Now, any human being that saw something like that going on would react in a violent mode and kill that guy and protect that child, take that child and call the authorities and have that sick bastard arrested. Now, you're kissing Joe Paterno.
I would do exactly... I'm a mother, so believe me, I would do exactly what you said.
Joe Paterno. I'm sick of hearing you kiss his ass. Who is this guy?
I'm not... You don't know who Joe Paterno is, you've got real problems.
He turned his back on a violent act to a child. What kind of man is he, okay? I don't care who you think he is. You think he's almighty? In my book, he's nothing but a piece of crap, okay?
No, you need to explain to this guy who Joe Paterno is.
A piece of
Joe
crap.
Paterno.
Joe Paterno is. You know what? Quit kissing
his
ass.
You not knowing who Joe Paterno is like saying you don't know who Thomas Jefferson is.
I hope
do you know who Abraham Lincoln was? Do you know who George Washington was? Do you know who Vince Lombardi was?
Will you knock it off? Hey, put your feet
on. Do you know who
any
of these people are?
Put your feet on.
I've been listening. I've been listening to your panic, and I'm asking you to calm down.
Listen,
sound like a schoolgirl. Sound like a schoolgirl.
Joe Paterno turned his back on a child being violated. Okay, anybody who does that should serve time in prison. Okay, He's King of Canada. I don't care how high and mighty you think he is. What he did is a
I didn't say he's high and mighty. I just said, all right, I tell you what you do.
Now.
You go ahead and put him in jail and watch what happens.
What's he, a big mafioso boss? Well, I'll tell you what, if he is, the mafia is going to cut his head off for what he did.
Yeah, there's a good point. You don't think, no, I don't think that Joe Paterno, we have to be clear, Joe Paterno did not commit any overt act. He went to the university, but he did not. It was a crime of omission, a sin of omission, if you will, and didn't. And as this gentleman said, and rightfully so, there's no basic requirement when we're talking about violence to children. You have to do everything that you can. Okay, yes. What makes you think that Joe Paterno?
Joe Paterno, I didn't say anything other than this. You go ahead and go after Joe Paterno, and you're going to find your dog. You're going to find your dog swinging from a noose.
I'm not going after. Anybody. Joe Paterno is just a name to me. I don't know the guy. I don't care about Penn State football. I'm talking about human rights. I'm talking about a child. Children that are violated, they're going to live with that the rest of their life. Who's Joe Paterno? He's 85. He don't care. He's going to die. He's going to die within the next 15 years. You know what?
And do you want him to die with that on your conscience? Do you want him to die?
What, on my conscience? There ain't nothing on my conscience. You know what's on his conscience? Turning his back on that poor child that was getting molested.
Right. Right.
Okay? He has to live with that.
But he also said, pray for those children.
You're just kissing his ass for some stupid-ass reason. You think he's
all
because you know what?
I know football, and you don't, which I find very unusual. I can't talk to a man that is screaming like a girl.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, the king of Mexico.
I'm a man, and you know what? I'm a real man. And I respect children, and I do have children. You know what?
Then you would join me in my petition to say that Joe Paterno needs a 48-hour cool-off.
A 48-hour cool-off?
Listen to
all right,
her,
thanks
Phil.
For
Phil,
yeah.
Check her out. Thanks
for thanks very much, sir.
Well, you know, you can go ahead.
I gotta, you know, just cut that off. 877-876 Phil. I apologize, Margaret, for dumping you like that, but I've got to take a break, and we got to, you know, get to some other business that we have to get to. We have people hanging on the line, but I have to say, Margaret, if you're listening to me on hold, and I'll discuss this with you when we come back. You need to open your ears up a little bit here. And this stuff about if you mess with Joe Paterno, you'll find your dog hanging from a noose. We'll be back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Next hour, it's our news and information hour with Bud and Robert.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi, welcome back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Margaret, I've been listening to you hitting that gong.
I'm not hitting the gong, Phil. I've got a staff of people here, and I've got a house full of guests, and we are introducing guests as they come through. We have had, as you know, the ambassador from China. I can't keep track of these people. Someone said that's an emperor from what? Frank thinks it's the president of Siam.
And there's no Siam anymore. There's no Siam.
Well, what is Frank?
It's Thailand.
It's Thailand, Frank.
I don't know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Margaret, back to this business with Joe Paterno. Is anybody making any inroads here with you? Is anybody making a dent here? That for all of the great and the glamour and the marvelous things that Joe Pa, as he has called, and I have not heard that, just to show you how insular I am out here on the West Coast from East Coast football culture, I had not heard that nickname until now.
Well, then obviously you don't follow college football.
No, I don't follow college football, but I have to tell you, I don't know that anybody that I know who is a college football fan. I think it's very specific to Penn State.
Well, it might be, Phil, but you can see with a nickname like that how beloved he is of us and we of him and he of us and we are one. And to simply take him from us and cast him into the street And you saw his wife. Did you see that woman crying?
I did, and I felt very bad for her. I felt very bad for her. I mean, these are two people at that point in life that should be enjoying their golden years, that should be enjoying the marvelous retirement that the two of them can have. God knows they probably had a wonderful life together. And now this.
Absolutely, Phil.
All right, and it's a terrible thing, but these are things that are brought on not by the fickle finger of fate or an airplane engine dropping through the ceiling and killing us or any of these other terrible things, the slings and arrows, as Shakespeare said. This was something that he did by his own hand, by his own action.
And I'm saying that Joe Pa is entitled to some mistakes that you and I are not entitled to.
Well,
I'm saying that his accomplishments in life entitle him, yes, if he came to my home, give me the gong ringer, whatever you call it, give me that mallet. If he came to my home, he'd hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Paterno. That's what I think of him.
Great, Margaret. That's you're a cheering section of one. 877-876-PHIL.
No, I most certainly am not. No, you're not getting away with that. You're not going to throw a hand grenade like that and then, oh, let's go to a phone call. No, I am not. There are a lot of people that feel the way I do.
Fine, then I haven't heard from one of them tonight. 877-876-PHIL. Here is, I believe it's Paul. Paul?
Hello?
You're on the air. No, this is Jeff, right?
Yeah. But they told me
go ahead, know. Jeff.
Hey, I'm going to need
go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Real quick. Can I get this lady's full name, the city she lives in, and the name
my
of
my name
her?
Is Margaret Gray. I live in Santa Monica, California.
Just a second. Got Margaret Gray.
The ambassador of Canada. I'm in Santa Monica, California.
What's wrong with this guy?
Hold on, bud.
You got a tough time to talk or something?
Hold on, bud.
I've got cerebral palsy, sir.
What? Oh, you got cerebral palsy? No, I had an accident on my motorcycle. I got a plate in my head, so I know how.
Yeah, it's
well, it's not the same thing.
I actually want a plate in my head. I've got Tourette's syndrome, too.
Really?
Anyway, yeah. It sucks, man. But what's interesting is...
when I went over the side of a motorcycle.
Okay, can we...
Oh, my God. What are you doing here now? Is this Freaks Part 3?
And that's uncalled
this
for.
This is the part where I call CPS on you. Don't you get it? I'm going to have to say this to you, and I'll only say it once.
If you don't have a drool bucket nearby, someone's going to be real angry tomorrow.
All right, I'm sorry. You just listen. I work for the California school system, okay? I took an oath to protect children. I took an oath where if I hear a parent say it's okay for them to molest their children, I have to act. Do you get what I'm saying?
Do you think that you are going to turn me in to the bulls?
Yeah.
Is that what you think?
I'm calling Child Protection Services in the morning, ma'am.
My name is Margaret.
Now.
And his name is Jason J. Delmonico. Let me tell you something. I haven't met a guy in a wheelchair yet that can take me down.
Okay, easy. Easy, Margaret.
No.
And you know what? What you said, Margaret.
Sir.
Well, what's your name, miss?
It's a man, okay? And his name
it's
is Jeff.
Pullet, by the way.
It's pull what? You Pullet. Said Pullet?
P-O-E-T. Someone who rhymes. A style of writing you can't comprehend, I'm sure.
Well, I'll tell you this much. Joe Paterno. I want you to think
is
about
nobody.
That.
Nobody. Is no
because
has never
nobody
life, has never saved a life, has never really taught a child. He plays a game that in the end doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't.
Well,
matter.
I beg to differ. I think it means a lot to a lot of people. And you don't like football. You know why? Because you can't play it.
You know,
How
Margaret,
you
are
know?
Really low. You know that?
I'm not talking about Madden. I'm not talking about going online. The reason why you're angry, and a lot of people like you are angry, if you had your way, you'd put chicken wire, invisible, you'd put fishing line across the football field so that when the players ran down the field, they'd be decapitated.
You'd have Tourette's for a day. If I had my rage, you would have full-blown as worse as a Tourette's for a week and not
That'd be fantastic. Medication.
That's what I wish for you, people like you.
Did I hear Bud Dickman say that?
You deserve
I think that'd be great.
Down.
You want me to have Tourette's syndrome so that when I walk up to the ambassador from China, I call him Chinaman.
Oh, shit. No, I'm already worried about schizophrenia.
Jeff, thank you, sir. And Margaret.
You know, Phil, I swear to God, I hope you die screaming. Thank you. Now go out and make it a great day.
Yeah. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.